Hello everyone, and welcome to the last episode for this season of Doom and Gloom. This will be the last one on mental disorders. And we have a fun subject. It's something that most of us have to deal with. Like, most of us, let's be real. And it's growing at a rapid rate. And it's your old boy. Social anxiety disorder. The old boy. It's the one that, as I heard somewhere, it's the straw that broke the camel's back. So, since this is the last one, let's make it a bit fun. And let's be more realistic this time. Let's give hope. Let's fight. And let's have fun together. So, social anxiety disorder. What is it? To those of you that don't know, social anxiety disorder is the fear of being watched or judged by others. You just don't want to be in large groups. You don't want to socialize and those kind of things. And this disorder, this one, dude, it's hard one to deal with. But don't lose hope. I got something for you guys. Social anxiety disorder, let's call it SAD, because that's the acronym, let's call it SAD, makes you kind of want to be around people, but not want to be around people, because all of us want to be social, but those with SAD, they just don't want to be around people, because they fear of getting judged, getting into crazy emotions, and everything becomes too much for those that have it. When they go outside and they have to socialize with more than like one or two people, everything just becomes too much. The sounds too much, the voices are too much, the smell is too much, everything becomes too much, and you kind of get into this panic attack kind of thing that you just want to scream, yeah, stop it. Just be glad that most of the people that have it just don't do it. It's hard. It's a hard thing to deal with. Just forgive my laughters, and I just want to make this last episode as fun as possible. I'm a fun guy. Come on. Just because I chose Doom and Gloom doesn't mean I'm not a fun guy. Trust me, on later seasons, we're gonna go through so much fun. I even have an idea for a comedy season. So, tune in for that. Subscribe and ring on that notification bell. So, social anxiety disorder. This thing, to those of you who have it, and to those of you who know people who have it, be kind to them. Like, seriously, don't overwhelm them. Most of the things that, most of these mental disorders can be lessened. The effects can be lessened if your friends, if those around you actually help you with it, if actually they understand what you're going through. So the first thing you want to do, if you have a friend like this, or if you are someone with SAD, you want to keep the stimuli, outside the stimuli, as small as possible. But how can you do it? This world is filled with humans and that want to interact with you. There is Instagram that just yelling at your face. There is notification on your phone, bing, bing, bing. And if you don't get notifications, buddy, ring on the notification on this channel. I'm going to upload as much as I can. So I will be your friend. I will be your notification buddy. I knew many people who had this disorder. I knew many of them. And it was hard for them to deal with this kind of stuff. The daily commute was kind of like a hell, like walking through hell for these guys. They had it rough. They had it amazingly rough. So what I told them, like, we actually did this. We gave the guy like black sunglasses and I told them to keep it on and close your eyes. And then we plugged their ears and I just grabbed their hand and I walked them through the city. And when we got to a place that was quiet, I opened it up and I said, just look how beautiful this place is. When you have social anxiety disorder, when you have SAD, you actually become sad. Because you look around and you see people are different. You don't want to be different. You don't want to be the odd one out. You don't want to miss parties. You don't want to miss all the things that might be fun. But you have no way. You have no way of not doing it. And you have no way of doing it. So you are stuck between a hard place and a rock. But there is a question here. These mental disorders that I talked about, anxiety, depression, why do we develop them? Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about why we get so many disorders in just one go? All of us know that one person who has most of these combined in one. They just have to take pills daily and they are unbearable to deal with. Most of us have that one person. But why? Why is it that we have these disorders? Why do we have SAD? Why do we have anxiety? I think most of it has to do, this is my opinion, I'm not downplaying any of these. This is my opinion on all of it. I think most of these happen because of the environment around us, because of the people we interact with. Imagine everyone was welcoming. Everyone made you feel safe. Would you have anxiety then? Imagine everyone helped you. Everyone was kind. Everyone made good memories. Would you have depression then? Imagine people realize that you have SAD and they would keep the stimuli to a minimum and they actually help you get through the day. Would you still react as bad? Of course not. Why would you? So this finally comes to us. This comes to us as a species, as a race. Most of the times when people talk about genders and equality and equity and all of that, I usually say, forget all of that. Forget women, forget men, forget all those in between. Just be humans. We are humans. Imagine there is no gender. Imagine there is nothing. There's just humans. We are one and the same. Some of us have different organs. That's it. In the end, we are humans. So those of you with SAD, take solace in the fact that there are other peoples like you out there. Take solace in the fact that it's not always like this, and it's not gonna be like this. And there is not much I can say to you guys who have said. You all know it. Most of the people that have these disorders, they know it all too well, and they have looked it online, they have researched it thoroughly. Most of them do. Let's say 99%. They all know it. Once they have been diagnosed or they feel something is wrong, they know it. So what I'm saying here is, to those of you who don't have these disorders and you go through your daily lives without realizing that some people might go through a phase or disorders or an episode, you don't know. For example, one night I had a panic attack, one of those very hard ones, and I had no idea where it came from. I could hardly breathe. I felt I was about to die. And I went beneath my bed and I actually crawled up, closed my eyes, and I was hoping it would end. I felt I was dying. My mother came to the house, to the room, and just looked at me and said, "Shh, you're still playing under the bed, like when you were a kid." And then she went away. All I could do was send a message to a friend of mine, say, "Help, I'm having a panic attack. I have no idea what to do." It took me about an hour to get through it, and my friend was very helpful. He made me calm down. So this comes to us as other people without or with the disorders. It's up to us to make people who have to deal with these kind of hellish experiences daily. It's up to us, man. It's up to all of us. It's up to us as a human to eradicate these toxic environment that we have. Yeah, it's a very long order. It's idealistic. It cannot be done. There would always be trolls. Yeah. 100%. Absolutely. There will always be toxic people out there. But does that take away from your own responsibilities? Imagine, if you're a normal guy, if you don't have to deal with these disorders, imagine you're writing a book. Reading a book. Let's simplify it. You're reading a book. And then you get to a page where they say, for example, let's say X kissed Y and they fell in love. Suddenly you want to kill yourself. Everything in a room tells you to kill yourself. You are suddenly overwhelmed by this pressure that you just need to die. Or imagine you are walking through the streets. Suddenly everything gets loud. Everyone seems out to get you. Everyone's looking at you. Everyone's judging you. Oh, is that the clothes you're wearing? Oh, is there dust on my legs? Oh, did I wear the watch on the wrong hand? And that becomes the biggest problem that you have. This is what people with mental disorders have to deal with daily. And don't say that they have to get help. They do get help. It's just that sometimes the help doesn't work. It's a process. Healing is a process. And it takes time. It takes time, patience, and perseverance. So most of us, as a species, require to be there, especially for people with SAD. People who have this social anxiety disorder. kind of hard for them to mingle with everyone. You don't have to single them out. If they are, if they hate being in a group, go to their house, play a game, order some food, some pizza. If you're poor like me, go over there, buy a cake. Like, not cake, not one of those cheap cakes from supermarkets. That would mean the world to them. Don't be the guy that just breaks the line. Always have empathy and sympathy for those that have these disorders and they have to deal with them. Be kind. I knew this guy who said, if you be kind, you actually grow a single sprout inside of your heart. And the more kind you are, this sprout keeps on growing until there's a tree inside of your heart. And it's filled with delicious, yummy fruit. And then you just eat that fruit daily. And then you get the seeds and then you push it into the ground of your heart. And then it's gonna grow another sprout. And before you know, you are the kindest person in the world. Kindness goes a long way. Kindness helps people. Kindness helps you. People with social anxiety disorder, everything is just too much for them. They cannot handle it. There are good days and then there are bad days. If you see somebody in a classroom dealing with something like this, help them. It would take nothing out of you to be kind for a minute. Just go there and say, hey buddy, if you ever need anything, I'm here. That quiets the voice in their head. The constant ringing that they hear, the noises that they hear. It quiets it down. Hey buddy, do you want to be with my friends today? Do you want to go out? If there's two of us and we're going to a park. No, I don't want to come. Thank you. All right. Here's my number. Call me up whenever you want to go out. If you want to hang out. That takes nothing out of you. But that means the world to anyone who has these kind of problems. Because they have always been the odd one out. They always have been the odd one out. And you, my friend, have gave them a reason to live. When you see someone with all of this, be kind. Even if you don't see someone with these kind of problems, be kind to them. It takes nothing. It takes a minute of your time. Be kind to everyone. Even if they are bad people, smile at them. That takes nothing, but that smile would change the way they view the future. Be the reason for somebody to be happy. And be the change you want to see in the world. This is your friend, the innkeeper of Mind Inn. From me to all of you, there is always a better day. I love you all.